What's your house worth? Are you in the market? What are you looking at? The real estate market has been, it seems kind of volatile for the last little while. Man, and I mentioned that at one point, and I haven't looked recently, but I think we could have doubled, seemed to me we could have doubled our money of what we paid for our house just not that long ago. And we've only been in this thing for like 5 years. So how is it looking in around Lansing? Joining us now is the president of Greater Lansing Association of Realtors, Doug Petroff. Doug, it's good to have you on your morning wake up.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's we were told 2 years ago. Yeah, you could, because our house, we were amazed at what we'd get for our house. And then they said, yeah, and good luck finding one to move into. That's the thing. You're going to end up being homeless because there weren't that many on the market. Is that still the case? How many homes are on the market right now around Lansing about?
Well, Mike, currently we have, per our records, we have 460 units in March. I'm going back to March because April's stats aren't in yet.
Right.
And they won't be in for another couple weeks. But March, we had 460 units, 370 new listings, and that is up from 2023, around 20%. So we are seeing a little bit of an increase in number of homes out there, but a little bit less than February. So it's taken a little bit of a step back, but that could be a lot to do with the interest rates that are out there a little bit higher.
And not
seeing any come down anytime soon, according to what I've been reading with the Feds here. So
yeah, what is it, about 7 point something now?
It's around there.
Yeah.
But you know, our chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, Dr. Lauren Yoon, he had a recent interview and basically said interest rates, the old day interest rates of 3 to 4 to 5% are out of the question, you know, moving forward. And as soon as the people get used to 6 and 7 being the new norm, we're going to see more inventory starting to come on the market. So, and I don't disagree with that.
Well, but couldn't it go back? I mean, that's one of those things I've always thought, interest rates, you know, it's like taxes. Once you get them to a certain level, they don't go back. But that has happened, though, from high interest rates down to, and then it comes down to 3%. So that could still happen.
Sure. Oh, yeah, when I got into this, it was in the teens. So imagine what that was, you know,
whoa,
was like.
Whoa.
Yeah, we don't want to go there anymore. But no, it could get back down. But what we're seeing right now with the inflation the way it is, and we're just seeing that's probably going to be, you know, the new norm for a while, which isn't a bad thing.
No, I think, well, and we went for, well, high interest rates, I think, is a bad thing. But keeping your home, I think, is always. We went from, like, you buy a house, you keep a house for 20 years, 30 years, you raise your family, you pay it off even. Nobody pays a home off anymore, I don't think, do they? And live there?
Very few people. I don't know of many. I know of some, but, you know, it's nice to have that low mortgage payment. That's for sure.
Yeah, boy, take that off the table, and a lot of people don't struggle anymore. What is the average price of, say, it used to be, it was 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, I think was the big thing. Is that still the norm that people look for, or is it now like 4 or 5 bedrooms and 2.5 baths or something?
It varies from person to person, actually, Mike. You know, everybody's got different tastes and things that they're looking for. So whether it's acreage or, you know, a walkable community, I don't know if you know, I could be looking, it's my wife and I right now, the kids are all grown and gone. I don't need 5 bedrooms. So it's just more for me to clean. But
yeah.
So you're talking about the median price and stuff like that. So this is a statistic from the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors based on averages for 37 municipalities in mid Michigan. So that's, you know, Greater Lansing surrounding. The median value, and you were saying how your values have doubled just about, you feel like, over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
The median value back in 2019 was 150. The median value in 2023 was 192. And in 2024, as of March, was 217,500. So you're not quite there, but you're getting close.
We're getting there. Well, when they told us what it was worth, and I went, wait a minute, because we did, well, I won't get into all the numbers, but we had a whole big chunk that we could put down on the house originally. People don't do that as much either. We were always told you got to have at least 20% down. Is that still the norm?
That was the norm. No, now it's at your discretion. And to be honest, I think a lot of people should put more down. It just builds equity into your home. Right. But you're able to put, you know, 3.5% down, and that's not a lot.
No, it is not. We're talking with Doug Petroff, president of the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors. Real estate is always, I always told my kids, if you can work toward getting some real estate, whether you just own your own home, just having your own home, even if you own it with the bank, because they're not making more land. I don't know if you knew that, Doug.
They're not.
What about investment real estate? A buddy of mine is always after me to buy into like a condo, or not condo, a duplex.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, no, Mike, you get a duplex, you got a, maybe you live in the one half, and you got, Mikey, leave me alone. His name's Mike as well. What about investment property? Is that still a big deal?
It is. It's a little bit harder now because the prices, as we just talked about, as I mentioned, are escalating. And so you're getting, you know, you're having to pay more money now for that rental property, which increases possibly and could increase your rents that you have to charge. It's not a bad investment, but at the same time, it could be risky. So it's not for everybody, I don't think.
Is it even possible for a young couple, freshly married, first home, looking to get out of an apartment, is it even possible these days to start with a home?
I think it is. You know, some of my kids are at that age, and you know, it could be feasible for them, but they also have to be realistic. You're not going to move into mom and dad's home. You know, you're not going to move into, you know, the
right, a McMansion.
2500 square. Yeah, it's so let's, you know, not that we see on TV, you know, they're all in budgets 2.5 million. It doesn't happen, and it shouldn't be your goal to have that. You should, you know, if you're wanting a house, there are plenty of houses out there that are affordable. We have one of the more affordable, you know, areas around here, and so this is a good area. And there are, you know, places where there are very affordable homes. Just your expectations have to be a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, boy, and that's usually a kick in the head. I'm in the same boat as you, Doug. Our kids are all like anywhere from 20 to, then my son owns his home. He's 33, but they're all going to be, and with some of them still live with us, and they're going to be moving out. We're at that weird stage. How many, maybe that's a thing. Do you have statistics on this? We're at this weird stage where we don't know, man. We've got a bunch moving out within the next couple of years, but yet my wife's dad might be moving in with us. We're that sandwich generation. How many of those are out there?
Probably a lot. I don't have a stat for that, Mike. I'm sorry.
Well, you caught me mid drink of coffee. Sorry about that. I think there's a lot because the boomers, you know, as we age, and I'm at the very end of the boom. I am still a boomer, but barely. In fact, most of the boomers go like, you're not one of us. But yeah, that's a challenge. And I'd love to have some land. More people doing that with trying to, you know, the price of groceries. I'd like to have some land and make a little garden. You probably see that a lot.
Well, we saw that uptick during COVID, for sure. You know, people wanted to get out of the city. That was just kind of, you know, let's get away from people in general. I think that there's, like you said, they're not making it. So there is that need for and desire for people to have land. However, it's not for everybody. And maintaining, you know, a certain amount of acreage, you know, could be difficult for some people.
Yeah. All right, Doug, last thing. Is there a migration? Is it more urban now or is it more rural?
in terms of housing.
Yeah, people moving
where people
in.
Where people want to go. You know, I mean, I think nationally you look at, like, you know, these bigger areas and people are migrating out of the city. Some areas might be migrating into the city. So I think it depends on where your location is. Locally here, I mean, we are suburban strong around here with our outlying communities.
Yeah.
And those continue to be very strong, and seeing an up in an increase in new construction in 2023 for National Association of Realtors. It was the third highest year since 2008 in new construction, and 2024 is almost 6% higher currently. Hmm. So we are seeing that new construction come up and start to play a key role in that. And bottom line, Mike, is there's not a lot of inventory out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, your supply and demand is a little skewed. And as soon as we start to see more supply, we'll see that home price inflation kind of taper off a little bit.
Yeah, we it's a very personal thing. I know you get national numbers, you get regional, local numbers. Real estate is such a personal thing. Like you said earlier, everybody's got different wants and needs and things that they're willing to compromise on to get a roof over their head. Doug Petrov, it's interesting. I could talk real estate all day with you. I love this stuff. Unfortunately, we have to go. One thing I do like, you know, in the Midwest, just in general, but especially in Michigan, it seems you could go to, with the exception of maybe Detroit, but you come Lansing, GR, you don't have to go far to get rural. So you could live in town and just go just a couple miles. Boom, you're in farmland, babe. I like that.
That's
feels good.
Mike.
Yeah.
Not too far
Hey, Doug,
away.
We'll let you go. Thanks a lot, pal. We'll stay in touch, all right?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Anytime. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 1320 WILS. He's a good cat, Doug Petrov. 1320 WILS. This is your morning wake up. Back in a minute.